Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
Well, even one you can't complain about, Bill. On Monday, guess who was in with us? Steve Sullivan.
Yes.
At the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
Old Sully.
A man who speaks to thousands of Arkansans every night in his outstanding sports cast. Award-winning.
Award-winning.
No less. But he says, he still gets nervous in front of crowds of people.
I'll be very fidgety. Not good in front of crowds. That's the one thing. I'm all into sports, and I've gotten better over the years, but not good. I could realize I hated speeches in high school. Got into this because I just like sports. But the first time I realized I had a problem in front of crowds was when you're the broadcaster in the family.
Yeah.
When there's weddings, you get to do the readings. They want to be proud of you.
Yeah.
You know, and regardless of whether you stumble. But I was doing a reading at my sister's wedding, and my foot just started uncontrollably tapping. Just bing, 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 bing.
Did
bing,
you
bing,
lose
bing,
your place?
No, but I was not very good.
Honesty, it's the best policy.
Yeah,
I love
Sully. Sully. Good guy.
He also talked about how he got his big break in TV. Was it through hard work? Was it through just wowing the GM at a television station? Was it maybe he had a friend of a friend?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was by dropping an F-bomb on the radio, of all things.
Man.
So Fort Smith Christian Eagles, and I was doing news updates on old 8-track tapes. And you could put multiple newscasts on the tape, but if you mess up, you have to start all over. And I was going to play golf that afternoon. I think I could fit 6 on there. I got 5 done, and if anybody knows me, I don't swear very often. And I got to the 5th one, and I messed up a word. I repeated that word 30 times and said, oh, the worst possible word you can think of. The Wheel of Fortune, you'd have no problem finding it. It's an F, and it's 4 letters. Oh, yeah, it was bad. So the guy that was working behind me said, no problem. He said, I'll just fast forward through that, and we'll run your first 5. Didn't happen.
Do not let the guy I will.
I remember when Sully was on, he was at Channel 40 up there. That's how
Sully should write that guy a check, though, because he screwed that up.
Yep.
Sully got his opportunity in TV. True story.
40, yeah.
You never know how your opportunities will come.
Maybe I could get a job in television.
You're pretty close. Got to be honest.
And then he started the whole Friday night high school highlights and all that at Channel 40 up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Long time ago, man. Great guy.
Joe Philbin, I assume, is a great guy. He's had a rough week.
Yeah, tough one there. He's the Jack Nicholson of the National Football League.
Meaning?
Well, he quartered the code red.
I don't believe that.
Santiago?
I
tried to teach him.
Is it strange that offensive lineman Martin's closet, all of his clothes were still hanging there?
Where are you, Tom Cruise?
He had not packed a single item for travel? Though he was leaving early the next morning?
Maybe he was an early riser. Maybe he liked to pack the day of. I don't know the travel habits of Private Santiago. You can't handle the truth. You need me on that wall.
I eat my breakfast 300 yards from 5,000 Cubans who are
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you. Joe Philbin?
I will tell you that if the review shows that this is not a safe atmosphere, I will take whatever measures are necessary to ensure that it is. I have that obligation to the players that I coach on a daily basis. He never mentioned to me any accusation of any inappropriate behavior. It was never mentioned at any point, not in the meeting that I had with him, not in the phone conversation that I had with him.
Well, that's all very convenient now, isn't it?
So that means incognito, or as I call him, can't see him.
Old Richie behind the scenes.
I was going to say.
Old Richie low profile. Where'd he go? Whatever happened to him?
That means Kiefer Sutherland would play incognito in the movie, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, boy.
Private?
Yeah, it's just going to. And what's that? I can tell you this, with all the due respect to the locker room and the ESPN commentary and all the back and forth and all the bad commentary and analysis on this issue, at the end of the day, what the Miami Dolphins really worry about, technically, that is a workplace. And if they had management encouraging a person to harass a coworker, could be looking at a part owner of the Miami Dolphins
right
here in a few weeks.
You, Serena, Venus,
right.
You guys can all party together.
It's all right there.
I would like to say officially, get it on tape here, that I harass Matt
all
on my own.
I feel.
Our GM and owner, neither one of them have ever asked me to harass you, Matt. I do
no.
it Because I love you.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy.
You ordered your own code red.
That's it. I will punish myself accordingly. Amani Toomer, former wide receiver, got him a ring when he was in New York.
Yeah.
Spoke to us about the locker room arrangement in Incognito.
I think it's defined by anything that takes away from another player, a player that can help your team win. In this case, it was Jonathan Martin. You want to make every player feel comfortable. You want to make every player in an environment where he can perform at his top, at his best. And if you're not doing that, the salary cap is such a restriction on the salary cap that you just can't hire and fire people. You got to get the best out of what you have. And if you're not doing that, you're not helping your team win. And I think that's the biggest problem I have with this whole story is you've got a talented guy in Jonathan Martin who you made a decision to let go of Jake Long because you feel like he can hold up his end of the bargain. And because of something else off the field, you're taking away from his performance on the field and you're making your team worse. Yeah,
yes, indeed. Yeah.
You know, the interesting part about that, you go back and you look at the games that he played in this year, he was playing well. I mean, I still don't understand. So you harass him, but yet he's playing well.
He wasn't
blowing assignments. He was blocking well.
One of the things I really enjoyed this week was hearing from Warren Sapp talking about Richie Incognito. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. He called into Dan Patrick's show and was visiting with him about it. I think this is the clip.
Yep.
Did you face Incognito? Oh, beat him up so many times it don't even make sense. One time he kicks me in a game and calls me the N-word, and I look at him. I say, oh, you want me to punch you in the mouth so they kick me out the game. I said, I got a better plan for you. I'm going to beat your quarterback up so they cut your ass.
Wait, so he's calling you the N-word?
Yeah, he kicked me and called me that. And I looked at him, I said, really? I said, that's all you got?
So it didn't bother you?
Football game there. No. Just, come on. That's a term of endearment where I'm from.
Yeah, but if a white guy calls you that?
Come on, a football game? He's only want to get me kicked out. You don't want to fight because the only thing you got to do is call me after the football game. Just come over to the locker room and then say it after the game. And now we got a real situation.
Yes, Richie Incognito, it's slap in the face. You couldn't rile up Warren Sapp's emotion enough to come back at you, and you're also the mental inferior by far to Warren Sapp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a lot of problems, my man.
Yep. It's not probably.
He also made an interesting analogy this week to saving the voicemails. Martin did.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing at this point. I mean, because what did he think? He wasn't going to release this? Monica Lewinsky kept the dress, so you definitely keep it.
Right? She kept the dress, he's keeping the voicemails.
It's also struck me as interesting, too, that somehow Martin is referred to as, well, his parents are very well educated, Harvard alums, and he went to an elite private school, and he did, and then he went to Stanford, and then he went.
Bill, people can't be tough.
Right, exactly. As though that's somehow, you know, the culture has to be different than for you to be a successful tough guy in the National Football League.
Tiger Woods is going to be back on the market soon. He will not be with Lindsey Vonn much longer.
Why do you say that?
Because of this clip that I heard her utter this week.
Ooh.
Bad move. Bad move, sister.
He's funny. I don't know. He's really laid back. He's a great guy. He's always making jokes, very competitive, just like me. I don't know, we have very similar personalities, but if there's one thing I could say, he's funny. He's fun
he's
to
goofy.
Be with, like dorky goofy.
Really? I don't know, you just don't you think probably, of Tiger he, Woods as kind of dorky. I don't know, he seems like such a
he's
cool customer.
He's probably not going to be that excited that I just said that.
That's okay.
He's going to be like Uncle Junior in The Sopranos.
I'm right. Dorky. Oh, I'm sorry, Lindsay, I just got another call on my burn phone.
Right.
Why don't you go ahead and step outside for a moment, honey? Apparently they have some issues, too, because he doesn't want to go to the Olympics and watch her compete. Ha ha. Just kidding, I don't know.
If you don't want to go to the woman's work. If you don't want to go to the work Christmas party with her.
Right. My favorite interview we had this week, Stan Van Gundy. Talked to him about a few different things. We talked to him about Patrick Beverly down in Houston. We also talked to him about Joe Johnson. This will be our final clip of our Zone Rewind. We could play all the Rob Ford stuff again. It's so fun.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he'll be in the news a little more. We can play it all again when he steps down finally.
Oh, it's great. The reason I smoke crack is because I'm a drunk. That is so freaking.
I would never have done it if I wasn't wasted, in my defense.
That is so great.
That's probably drunk.
Yeah. That is so great.
If I ever kill somebody, I'm going to use that. I want to kill them. I was just drunk.
He was hammered.
Joe's greatness is two things, and I do think he's one of the premier players in the league, and I think his greatness is that he can do everything that needs to be done on the offensive end of the floor. He can handle the ball and run your offense like a point guard. He can shoot the three. He can drive the ball to the basket. He can post up. He can pass the ball. So he's a great all-around offensive player. But then what people really miss about Joe Johnson is that he's one of the premier perimeter defenders in this league. And for the entire time he was in Atlanta, he was not surrounded by very good defenders. And he would guard the best perimeter guy every night, whether it was a point guard, a two guard, or a small forward, and then carry the offensive load. I never felt he got enough credit for that. With he and Paul Pierce guarding the wings there in Brooklyn, I think they've got a chance to even be better defensively than they will be offensively. If they can stay healthy, that team can contend.
All right, well, there you go. That was Stan Van Gundy. It was good having him on the show this week.